This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
I'm joined now by Filip Novoselnik and Dennis Vida, who have just given a really interesting talk on a possible new meteor stream. So first of all, how do you detect new meteor streams?
We have some 30 cameras across the Croatia, and then we reduce data, do astrometry, photometry and everything, and in the end we do triangulation between a few stations, and we get the orbits of these meteoroids in space, in the solar system. So then we use one software that is called the UFO Orbit, that is used for orbit visualization, and then we can plot all these radiants on the sky map, and then we search for some dots grouped together. It means there is maybe some new stream. We found one and analyzed it and showed that to present it at this conference.
How is it that something like this would go undetected?
This part of astronomy is very interesting because there are a lot of undiscovered things, and we are afraid that in a few years the American CAM system will clear everything out and find everything that can be found. So we are just rushing to discover everything before they come. It's not difficult to discover new things when you know the method and you have the data. And sometimes you need to think outside of the box, because mainly we think that our meteor stream, this new meteor stream, went unnoticed because it was the full circle has 360 degrees, and when it starts again, it starts from zero. So if anything is between 360 and zero or something like that, this can go unnoticed because most of the softwares are searching from zero to 360 and not between.
So if it's going just over the boundary, then it could not be picked up. So is there any ideas about the source of this potential new meteor stream?
No. We searched for in some databases for periodic comets and compared the orbital elements of the periodic comets with our new stream, and we found nothing. So parent body of that possible stream is still unknown. Maybe it is a part of Southern Delta Aquarius. It is a question to be answered in the future.
Okay, so does it have a name, this new meteor stream?
The problem is it is between the borders of three constellations, and when a meteor stream gets a name, it gets a name from a constellation. So the Perseids are in the Perseus constellation. So, and this one is on the border of three constellations. So, and no major stars are there. So we had to look for some really faint star, and I think it will be called August Iota Cetids or something like that.
That's really exciting. I mean, you guys have told me that you are at a university.
We are on the same university, studying computer engineering at the University of Osijek in Croatia, and we just finished the first year of our studies. Just to say that we started in a astronomical society, Anonymous, in Valpovo, and we are the members since 2005 or something like that, and there we started actually to deal with all of this and with do real astronomy.
So, this is just a part of what we are doing. We are also, a few years back, we were discovering supernovas and such. We discovered 17 with the help of the data from La Sagra Observatory in Spain. And, you can do really everything. This is just one part that we are doing. We are also participating in education of younger students, and we discovered this new stream on the Vision School of Astronomy, which was about a month ago in Croatia with the high school students. We were teaching them how to process the data and introducing them to science.
Oh, well, that's absolutely fantastic, and congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.